Sheridan last week.
Torreyway, North West London. Sunday, Zion Tishri, the 2nd of September. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Shlita, who cleans up our mess? This week's Torreyway Shurim have been sponsored for the yahrzeit of Mrs. Chana Klein, Alea Shalom. Chana Bas Rav Avraham HaKohen, Alea Shalom. His yahrzeit is Yud Gimel Tishri.
We're holding by some very powerful days, very big days, which requires intense, maybe immense, avoida from all of us. Rabbi Miluim has a tshuva, very interesting, discussing Binyoni Agunois, and he received a shaila from a very close friend of his. And when he begins answering the shaila, he begins like this. He starts with Shalom lechvoida huvi, Yedid Hashem, Yedid Nafshi, and he carries on. He says Omnom, sorry, Hine, Heyre el Eve Pane Michtav Hadras Meilis Kvoid Tirosay Haramov Anso. I've received your letter. Omnom Bahagia Liyodi Yemei Rotzen or Tfilah V'Sachnunim. It's come to me during the day Yemei Rotzen or Tfilah V'Sachnunim, which is referring to the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. I'm not able to be able to look at it now because it's a shaila rather than a halacha psuka. I haven't been able to look at it. Now I'm starting to look at it. Even though now the time doesn't allow it, because it's the days of mitzvah and asiyah. Let me explain what he's just said. He received a shaila, Binyonei Agunois, during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And he says, I'm sorry, I haven't got time to answer the shaila now. But he says, now, and the date that he writes is Yud Dalet Tishri, Erev Sukkos, now I've pushed myself to find the time to do it. So Erev Sukkos, we're building our sukkah, lulav, esrog, hadassim, we're running around, it's crazy. But now I've got time. Aseres Yemei Teshuva, it doesn't come in. Aseres Yemei Teshuva is not a time to discuss and to ask and to declare. It's a time to do. Halacha l'maaseh. And I haven't got time for that now, says Rav Nibluim. So just bringing out the power and the potential of the days that we've come to. And therefore, Be'ezras Hashem, today I want to discuss one of the big inyan of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Teshuva, which is a word that when we hear it, we cringe, many of us. Haven't got to the bottom of it. And I want to say over a piece from Rav Shimshon Pinkus and just to understand a little bit more about it, which hopefully will give us more of a connection to it. So Rav Shimshon begins with two questions. He says, first of all, we make a massive noise in Aseres Yemei Teshuva about making Teshuva. He says, L'chayr Teshuva is something which is not dependent on time. Every day of our life we're chayv to do Teshuva. It's not mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So why dafka now during these days are we making such a fuss over it? Quotes the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer said to his Talmidim, Shuv yoim echad lifnei misascha. One day before you die, do teshuva. Shalut Talmidav Hashem Eliezer, v'chi odom yedei ze yom yomos. Do we know when we're going to die? Omer lehem, exactly, v'kol shekein. Definitely, even more so, yoshev hayoim, do teshuva today, shem yomos lemocha. Every day you have to do teshuva. V'nimtzan el emerge, kol yomo b'teshuva. You've always been doing teshuva. And then the Gemara continues, it quotes the Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who said a mashal about a melech who invited his palace guards and servants to a massive su'udah he was going to make, but he didn't give them a time. So says the Medrash, the clever ones immediately went home, washed themselves, prepared themselves, so they're ready as soon as it's going to start. But those who weren't as clever, they pushed off, don't worry, we'll find out, there'll be notices. And all of a sudden the doors of the banquet hall open and they're standing there, they're dirty, they can't go in. And on that, the king got very upset. I told you there's going to be a party. Why didn't you prepare yourself? But the idea, says Rav Shimshon, we see from here is that Teshuva is something which is relevant every day of our lives. So why dafka now? What's so unique in these days that we're making a noise of it? Question two. Chazal tell us that the practical application of Teshuva is through our vidui, through the slichas, especially in Yom Kippur when we say all the 10 viduyim. And everything we do has been included in the Seidat Tefillah. And what we have to understand is, what is the connection between tefillah and teshuva? Really what should be is, Yom Kippur morning, we come into shul, we daven for 3 hours, then the gubba bangs down, Rabbeisai teshuva. And everyone stops, sits down, puts their head down, and does teshuva. What is this connection, this inherent connection that we see between tefillah and teshuva, that it goes so far that the Gemara says, Melamish nis'atif HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'shliach tzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed himself kavyocha like a shliach tzibur with a talis. V'hera loy l'moshe seder tefillah, and he taught him the seder tefillah. Omar loy, and he said to him, Kol zaman sheYisrael choytin, as long as Kai Yisrael are doing aviras, they should do the following process of tshuva, and I'm going to be meichel. So you see that tshuva is inherently connected to tefillah. What is that connection? What lies beneath it? So he begins with Shimshon by laying down a yasod. And he explains that we have to know tefillah, especially in these days, is a tool, a tremendously powerful tool which can literally break anything in its way. However, he says, the power of tshuva is even stronger than the power of tefillah. He supports this idea from Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parshas Ve'eschanon, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu davened and pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to get into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened Kaminyan Ve'eschanon, all those amounts of tefillahs. But nevertheless, he wasn't allowed in, because Baruch Hu told him stop. Says Rav Shimshon, we don't see anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu stood up and said, Chotosi, I've done an Aveira. I'm doing teshuva, I regret it. We don't see he did that anywhere. And the reason being, so Grime is, like the Rishonim, we see it grappled. They didn't know what his Aveira was. On his level was an Aveira on such a dakistic level, it wasn't clear taka what his Aveira was, so he couldn't do teshuva. But the Maisa, we don't see that he stood up and said Chotosi. And says Rav Shimshon, it's obvious that had Moshe Rabbeinu done teshuva, he would have been able to enter Eretz Yisrael. The outcome would have been completely different. And he backs it with a Tanadvei Eliyahu Zutta, which writes, G'doyla tshuva yoysim min ha'tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu loy kibul men lachnis el Eretz Yisrael, arrochav hazoyn is kavla bit tshuva. The Medrash Taka points out that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get into Eretz Yisrael, because we don't see that he did tshuva. However, had he done teshuva, it would have been, he knew he had done an Aveira, he's being punished, but what it was, he didn't know. That's what we see in the Rishonim. They're very unsure what the Aveira even was. We're very unclear what it was. They grapple with it. If it had been continued, maybe you would have been allowed in. But his tefillah wasn't niskavel, and the diak is that tshuva would have worked, but he didn't do it. That's what the Mefarshim point out. So we see this idea that within tshuva lies the potential to break through places where tefillah wouldn't even be able to work. By tefillah, there's a point where Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I've heard your tefillah, but I'm not going to give you what you want. It's not for you at this particular point, time, or place. The tefillah won't go to waste. The tefillah is always there. But at this point, I'm not going to be able to give you what you're asking for. Teshuvah can break through anything. As we see by Menashe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chos Tachas Kisei HaKavod, it went all the way through. So we can see that teshuvah is a very, very powerful tool. And the question is, what is teshuvah exactly? What is it? How does it work? The problem with many of us is that we go into our cars, and we press the button if we have to, and the engine goes on. And we turn the wheel, put our foot on the accelerator if we have to, and the car moves. So as soon as there's a problem, we look at the accelerator. What's wrong with the accelerator? What's wrong with the steering wheel? We forget that the wheel and the accelerator contain nothing. They're pieces of plastic. Rather, it's what lies beneath it, the engine, that is making the entire car work. And says Rav Shimshon, that is the way that unfortunately we look at tshuva. We forget what tshuva is, we look at the outside part of it, and we say, I've done tshuva, so I've done it, I've moved on in life, it's finished. We don't realize that there's an engine, and we have to understand what that engine is. He compares it, he brings down from Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim used to say about a person who had a massive mansion, and he had a fire, massive fire. He had a few minutes to go in and save his prized possessions. And he runs inside, and he's there, and he's busy, and people are looking, and they see him with a screwdriver unscrewing the screws of one of his shelves to be able to get the shelf out. And they said, Shaita, what are you doing? Run, get all your money out there. You could buy 1,000 of these cupboards. Why are you getting so busy with the screws? And writes, Rabbi Ruchem writes, he says that we go through 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till after Yom Kippur of tremendous powerful days. We're meant to be running and taking and grabbing. And instead we're getting busy with the little things that are so not essential to what we need to do. There's much bigger things to grab, he writes. He said a person can go to shul every day, can say slichas, can say vidoy, but he hasn't actually done the actual teshuvah. So what is teshuvah? On a simple level, we understand someone's being Mechallel Shabbos. Stop being Mechallel Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, I've taken upon myself, I'm keeping Shabbos properly. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, no more Lashon Hara, from now on I'm clean. I've sorted it out. But that's not what Shuvah is. The Gemara says like this, a Medrash, and Yalkut Shemoni says like this. HaNefesh HaChoy Ta'as, He Thomas. Sorry, Sho'alu L'Chochma, the Gemara, they asked Chochma. Choyte mahu onshoy. What should a choyte, someone who sinned, what is punishment? What should he do? Omale, so Chochma replied, Hanefesh achoytaas hi tomos. He has to die. Shalu the Nevuah, so they went over to the Nevuah. Choyte mahu onshoy. What's the punishment? How can we help someone who's done an Aveira? Omale, he said to him, sorry, this was Nevuah's one, the Chochma was Chatoim Tirdeif Ro'o. The Nevuah answered, Hanefesh achoytaas hi tomos. So Shalul Latari, they went to the Torah. Choyte my onshe. What? How can we help someone who's done an avera? Omale yavi asham yischapale. Bring a carbon and have a kapar. Shalul Hakadosh Baruch Hu choyte my onshe. They asked Hakadosh Baruch Hu what we should do. Omale, he said to them, Yased shuva v'yischapale. Do to shuva have a kapar. What does this mean? So Rav Shemshon explains. He says that chokhma signifies reality. There's a metzias, fire rises, water goes down. There's a metzias, so where's the reality of things that we see with our eyes, how they work. And there's another metzias called chet. When a person does an avera, he literally has covered himself. He's encompassing his whole body with the chet. He's been covered and engulfed by the chet. And that chet is going to remain with him, hounding him for the rest of his life until he sorts out that chet. And there's nothing he can do about it. It's there, he's created it. The chesaron is there. And as we know, when a person hurts somebody else, depending on the level of the one you've hurt, is how severe your aveir is. So if you say something unpleasant to a very simple person, it's a horrible thing to do, but okay, you've done it. If you say it to someone who's a very chosh of a person, then it's 10 times worse. To do a chet kavyachal neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, don't do this. And we went and we did it, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is netzach netzachim. So the chet that we've done is on a level that we cannot fathom. It's caused such a break, such a destruction, that the reality, Chochma says, there's nothing you can do. HaNefesh HaChaitasi Thomas, a person has to die, there's nothing we can do about it. I remember seeing once about in America many years ago, but I think it was baseball, or I don't remember what it was. One of the sports people, he missed it. I don't know, some mistake happened. He got very upset. And he went to the wall and he smashed his head against it. He's in a coma. Either he's dead or he's in a coma still. But he's not alive and he's not playing sports anymore. Because the reality is, if you bang your head against the wall, it's going to hurt. It's going to cause something. The reality is, when a person does an avera, he's created something. He's created a chet, a metzias, which is now in the world and is engulfing him and will remain with him forever. And there's nothing he can do, says metzias. There's nothing he can do. The word mechila comes from the word that the Malbim writes in Sefer Caramel, comes from mochil, a circle. The true mechila is reversing the cycle and bringing it back to what originally was, which Chochma says is impossible. So they went to Nevuah. Shalul Nevuah. Nevuah is an extra level of kindness, a middle of chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they said to Nevuah, what can we do? And Nevuah said, listen, Chochma is right. There's nothing you can do. It's too late. You've created the chet. You're engulfed in it. However, I've got an idea. What you could do is, you can die, leave the world, and then you'll be reborn and start again. Because at the way you are now, the reality is, Chochma's right, there's nothing you can do. But if a person dies and they're born again, so they'll start their life again. So that you can do. Okay, it's a great Eitzah, but I don't think any of us want to take up that Eitzah for Shuvah. So we have to carry on. They went to the Shalul Torah. So they went to Torah. And Torah said, I have an Eitzah, bring a carbon. You could bring a carbon. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, we bring a carbon. We know the Rishonim explained the depth behind the carbon, that it's kilu, it's us who's being makriv, our blood, our body, our limbs. And if you bring a carbon, you can sort it all out. It's a beautiful Eitzah, but that only works on Aveir B'Shegu. What we can do on this on Aveir B'Mezid? It doesn't work for us. So they went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the highest level of Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yased Shuva V'Yischaper Lo. You're right. According to the reality, the chet cannot be erased. You can't, there's nothing you do. But now it's me talking to Hashem. You come to me, do teshuva, and it's gone away. Which means that what we're seeing from this medrash is that HaKadosh, the Chochmah, Nevuah, Torah all said there is nothing we can do about it. When we do an Aveir, we cannot get rid of Chet. There's nothing we can do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come to me and then I'm going to help you out. That means, lies in those words, says Reb Shimshon, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying is that like the apostle says in Tehillim, ki imcha haslicha, with you is slicha, lema'an tivari. Says Rashi, what does it mean, ki imcha, with you? Says Rashi, lo nasata rashus l'shliach l'sloyach. No one has rashus to forgive, to remove a chet. No one has the potential, the capability to remove it, other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can stand there, we can do charota, and we can say vidui, and we can cry, and we can mamish do it. But that doesn't take away the chet. Those are following the protocols that Rabbeinu Yonah taught us. And we do have to follow these structures. We have to do vidui, we have to say slichas, and we really have to have the charota, kabbalah la'asim, we have to have all that. But at the end of the day, that is not going to take away the chet. To take away the chet, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do it. We have to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm trying. I'm trying my best. I'm regretting it. I've done everything I need to do, but I cannot manage without you. You're the only one who could remove it. When we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I can see now that you're trying your hardest. I'm going to come. Tshuva is connected to tefillah inherently because tshuva is about tefillah, the connection. The renewal, the relationship. I'm coming in front of you. The only way we talk to Hashem through tefillah. When we stand there and say, Hashem, I need your help. Tshuva is something which is most probably, he writes with Shimshon, the biggest nest that ever happened to Klal Yisrael. It surpasses Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. It's even bigger than Tchiyas HaMeisim. Tchiyas HaMeisim, he writes, pshat is that we're putting the neshama back into the guf. The neshama left the guf and we put it back in. It says, chet, there's a metzias in the world of a chet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the chet and removing it from the metzias, as if it never ever happened. The Medrash says in Yalkut Shemoyni, Amar Reb Samoi, a mashal of a rock, Letzor Gavaya, a massive rock, Sheya Oimed al Parshas Drachim, that was standing in the middle of the path where people were going. People were tripping up over it. They couldn't walk. Amar al Melech, the king said, listen, Statu Kima Kima, chip bits of it off. Until the time comes, I'll remove the rest of it. Says the Medrash, Kach Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu said to us. Bani, my children, Yetzahara Michshel Gadol. It's a massive Yetzahara. It's engulfed you. It's taken you over. It's caused you to do things. What you can do is Tatu Kimo Kimo. Remove it bit by bit. Do Charota Vidoy. Regret what you've done. Work on yourself. L'Saif Ani Mavirim Olam. I'm going to be the one to remove it. I'm going to be the one to take it away. And this explains the connection that we have between Tshuva and Tefillah. And it also explains about the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Because in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, you're right, Tshuva is something that we have to do every day of our lives. But during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, where the potential and the capability that we've been given to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest days of the year, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyochel is mamish with us, this is the day where we do Teshuva, because now we're really connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva sounds like a very difficult thing, to go alone, to be misbeit in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going through my averes that I've done and I regret it. It's very hard for us. But when we think of Tshuva in another way, that we can stand there in Shemayna Esra, we can daven and we can say, Hashem, I'm sorry, but Hashem, please help me. I need your help, I can't manage without you. That makes it much easier in a way. It's a tefillah, it's talking to Hashem. It's obviously we have to regret and we have to do things, but it's through tefillah, it's through a reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Shimshon Ringers always says his famous mashal of the doctor who started out, and they put him in the, it's understandable nowadays with the NHS, they put him straight away, a new doctor in the intensive care unit. He's by himself, he's got a room of 15, 20 patients who are mummish, hanging, life in the balance, and they said to him, listen, tonight you're by yourself. So what do you mean? I've never been here before, my first time. They said, listen, we're strapped for doctors, we haven't got enough. He said, but what am I meant to do? They said, listen, if it gets too hard, pick up the phone, call us. Okay, the night begins, he's working his guts out, he's running from bed to bed, he's trying, the beeps are going, people are shouting, people are calling. His mum is running all over, but it's going to happen eventually, and it does. He doesn't get to a patient in time, the patient dies. They take him to court and they prosecute him. And he stands up, he says to the judge, Your Honor, I worked my guts out, I didn't take a break, I didn't stop for a coffee, I ran from bed to bed, there was nothing more I can do, what do you want from me? And the judge listened to his pleas and banged down, guilty. Guilty. It was a brilliant idea, I said. I said, yeah, but they told you what to do. They said, call for help. Why didn't you call for help? Kodesh Baruch Hu says, as Aseri Simei Teshuvah, I'm giving you time now to call me up. You don't have to call me, I'm here. Speak to me, talk to me. The Torah has a Hava Amina that on Shabbos, we should, not the Torah, the Rosh, I think the Rosh writes on Shabbos, the minhag was to say Slichas. And the Beis Yeshiv gets, no, the Torah, sorry. And the Beis Yeshiv gets very busy with it. A Slichas on Shabbos. And he explains it, Shas, I can't know whatever, but you see clearly that even on Shabbos, Slichas, Tefillah, has such a powerful potential that there's a tzad to be able to do it even on Shabbos. That's how powerful it goes. And the Medrash, one more Medrash continues and brings down a moshel of a tire, someone going through a forest, I don't know exactly, a foreigner. He's walking through it, and it's getting dark, he's getting scared. But it's not so dark yet, it's just beginning to set. And he passes by a guardsman's hut. And the guardsman says, come inside, you can stay here for the night. He says, me? I'm going to sleep in the guard's hut, you know who I am? No, that's not for me. Okay, he carries on walking, and it gets really dark, and now he's hearing noises from the forest, he's scared. He realizes he hasn't got no choice. He doesn't know where the exit is. So he retraces his footsteps and goes back to the hut. He knocks on the door and the guy says, who's there? He says, it's me from before. I came to come in. Too late, he says. I don't open my door at night. I don't know who you are. He says, what do you mean? I was the one you offered me. So I know I offered you, but you didn't come in. Now it's night. I've closed the door. You've missed it. And the Medrash says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Kach Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shuvu Bonim Shevavim, return to me, my children, do to Shuva. Dirishu Hashem Be'emotzai, search me out. V'loi hoyom avakish echem em noshav. No one tried. Kinu shenimsu l'malchia, shenimsu l'chayes. But once Tzoros Le'oleinu began, Hischilu Tzoyakim, we began to cry, Lom Hashem Tamid Baruchai. Says the Medrash, you have to use it, there's opportunities. If we don't want to regret it. I saw brought down, it was terrifying, but he gave me a chizuk. Maybe he'll give all of us a chizuk. But someone in Eretz Yisrael took place a few years ago. He had a whole business potential coming up. He was very excited. He was being offered a job, a managerial position, to take over an organization and build it up. And he was going to get a massive cut from it. He was very excited. They offered him a meeting in 2 months' time. He prepared himself, printed everything, all the work he needs to know, all the information. Mamish got busy with it. It came to the day and, you know, he knows 9 o'clock he has to be in his office. He gets himself all ready and mamish, everything, you know, he knows when he's going to eat breakfast, fill it, he's got it all sorted out. And he goes into his car, 8 o'clock, it takes half an hour, he'll have time to calm down, to have a coffee. And he races to his car, he tries putting his engine on, doesn't go. We all know these stories when a massive hurry car doesn't switch on. He's pushing, trying this. After around 5-6 minutes, he gets the engine going. Okay, Baruch Hashem. 6 minutes late, he won't be able to have a full cup of coffee, half a cup. Okay, he starts driving out towards the exit, and again, he's blocked. He's blocked, starts hooting, going crazy, his mum is stressed, what do you mean? No coffee at all now. 10 minutes later, finds the person, the car moves, he goes out. Now his mum is stressed. Okay, he's not late, he'll still get it, but still, he wanted to be calm. He races as fast as he could, he joins the motorway, chukka blocked. What am I going to do now? His mum is stressed now, he's trying to, you know, to swerve and go around. You can see he's going to come late. He has an idea. There's side roads. He'll use the side roads. So he finds one of the side roads. He knows there's a way there. He starts driving. Now he's trying to go really fast. As he's about to rev up, suddenly a guy comes out. Stop, stop, stop. Stops his car and he's like, what's wrong? He's like, there's a child here who got knocked over. He's bleeding. Please, can you help? Happens to be he's an EMT. He knows Hatzalah. He knows this stuff. But he said, listen, stop the bleeding. He's like, I know I have. He said, okay, you called an ambulance? He said, yeah, I called. But so he said, brilliant, they'll come, they'll sort him out. He's like, listen, it's crazy traffic, the traffic. I'm scared they won't get here in time. Let me put him in your car, and then you'll take him to hospital. He's fighting within himself. Yes, no, he's got his meeting. The first rule, he says, is you never move someone bleeding. Leave him there, the ambulance will sort him out. The guy's like, please, his mum is, he said, it's crazy, you can't move him. Let the ambulance come, and he races off. Yotakov doesn't feel good himself, but he has to get there. He races there, he comes in there, and the mumish in the nick of time, 9 o'clock, he starts. He's sitting there, and his beeper goes off. He ignores it, goes off a second time, checks it quietly, and he sees it's from his wife. He tells them, please, if you don't mind, a minute. And he checks it, come home, ASAP, emergency. He realizes he's going to get up now, he's lost this whole meeting, but his wife doesn't call him so often, so fine. He gets his, listen, gentlemen, I'm really sorry, an emergency's come up. He gets up, he races home, he comes in, he sees his wife with his wife's parents, sisters. He says, what's going on? She said, our child was just knocked over and he passed away. He said, what do you mean? What happened? She says, he was knocked over, he was bleeding. And she said, you're not going to believe it. There was a person who passed by in the car and had the chance to pick him and take him to hospital. He was too busy. He heard those words, he collapsed. I don't know how he lives nowadays with such a guilt. Elena should never know such stories. But when I read the story, it moved me to the point that we have to understand that a person is given opportunities in life. And sometimes we make mistakes, and Be'ez Hashem, each one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will look after us and help us. We have to understand when the opportunity comes, we have to grab it. It's not easy. Opportunities don't come when they're easy. They come when they're difficult. That's what a challenge is. But now, in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, none of us want to go out after Yom Kippur and look back and say, how did my days look? To how did I use the days properly? Could they have done better with it? It's hard days. We're exhausted. We're getting up for tefillah. Our mouth don't stop. We're running place to place. Slichas tefillah, mincha v'malteinu. It's takahad. It's not easy. But it's days of investment. Days which are building up our whole year. We don't want to look back and say, why didn't I do better? Tshuva is not about standing there and just banging and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. It's not about just regretting and taking upon ourselves for the future. They're very important things, and we have to do those as well. But Shuvah is about Toshuv, to return. Return to Hashem, talk to Him, say to Him, and tell Hashem, I want to come back to you, I want to be a different person, I'm trying to be a different person, I can't manage without you. And Be'ez Hashem, if we do that, we should all be zeichet to gemach, to some a teva, and a good gevenshtia.
Amen.